Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 38, Anime Episode 30. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 30?
Title of Episode 30 was Departure. Sea Chef and Luffy travel together. And so, Luffy wakes up with a bandage over his eyes. He's been out cold for a while, and he's trying to get his bearings. Sanji is sitting on the other side of the bedroom, and Luffy freaks out because he doesn't have a straw hat. And Sanji's like, well, it's right over there on the shelf. So then, oh, okay. And so the pirates, they all left. They all got stuffed into that little ship and took off. And Sanji says that, tells Luffy that Gin said that he'd see Luffy at the Grand Line. So Luffy's debt to Chef Zeff is now paid, by, you know, having gotten rid of the pirates. But Sanji still says that he's not going to come with Luffy on his great adventure. Sanji doesn't want to be a pirate. He wants Zeff to acknowledge his great cooking skills. And so, he thinks that the other cooks are just not reliable. But Sanji does confess to Luffy that he does still dream of the Grand Line and the All Blue, which is, as we know, the sea that combines the fish of all four oceans, and that it's a cook's ultimate dream. And as he's telling Luffy about this, we see this sort of childlike zeal on his face. And Zeff notices too, because Zeff is on the deck above them, leaning against the rail and just listening. And so something becomes clear to Zeff at that moment, what he has to do. So then we cut to the dining room, and it's mealtime for all the cooks. And strangely, there's no place today for Sanji and Luffy to sit down. All the chairs are taken. So they actually have to sit down on the floor to eat their meals. Patty starts complaining about the soup, saying that it tastes really bad today. And Sanji just can't believe that because he made the soup and he knows that it's good. It's some of the best work he's done. But now Carne is spitting out the soup too. And soon all the cooks are saying how foul tasting Sanji's soup is today, angering Sanji greatly because he's very confident that he did a good job. So now all eyes turn to Zeff, who is eating the soup. And like a good chef, he makes sure not to waste a single drop of it. He drains the very last drop from the bowl and then smashes the bowl on the floor and proclaims the soup to be awful. And Sanji storms out, infuriated. And Luffy's just like eating, stuffing tentacles into his mouth, just really enjoying his meal and including the soup, and everything seems fine to him. So now, with Sanji out of the room, Zeff sits and speaks to Luffy in a more kindly tone and asks Luffy, won't he take Sanji with him to the Grand Line? Because it is his dream. And now we see that the cooks were actually just pretending to hate the soup, that they were acting. They were part of Zeff's scheme to help push Sanji out of the nest, as it were. But, of course, the door is thin, and Sanji's standing on the other side of it on the deck, and he can actually hear them from outside, and he understands that he's being played. He understands what's going on here. But they're saying, yeah, but he'll never, you know, he'll never swallow his pride and leave. That kid is too stubborn. And they, you know, and Luffy, for his part, he says, well, I can't take him unless he says he wants to go. I can't force anyone to pursue a dream. They have to want it. And that makes sense to Chef Zeff. But just then, in a manner that, to be very honest, made no sense to me at all, a shark swam up and crashed on the fin with Yosaku in its mouth. And Yosaku's alive, and the shark is alive. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here at all. But be that as it may, everybody helps Yosaku back in, and they put a blanket around him, and he tells them that Nami was headed in a very bad direction and that she needs Luffy's help. And Luffy and Yusaku prepare to leave, and surprisingly now, Sanji says he will go with him, that he'll follow Luffy's road to being the Pirate King, and then he'll also fulfill his own dream of finding the All Blue. So they load Sanji's ship with supplies, and Luffy wants to just take everything in their refrigerator. And Zeff offers Luffy the journal that Don Krieg had coveted, you know, from the year that that Zeff spent at the Grand Line. But Luffy says, nah, he won't need it. And Zeff laughs because he knew that Luffy would say something like that. So Sanji packs his case to leave, and he sees a picture of himself as a kid with Zeff. And he flashes back to memories of their first arrival at the Baratie restaurant. And then we also see Zeff in his destroyed bedroom with a open wall still from, you know, Luffy destroying it in an earlier episode. And Zeff is lying in his bed, and he's having those same memories himself. And so Sanji comes out to board the ship, and Paddy and Carney try to attack him one last time for old time's sake. They attack from behind, but Sanji does his backflip, and he spin kicks them both, and, you know, it's very clear they will never beat him. So Luffy says to Sanji, you're not going to say goodbye to them? And Sanji's very cool. He's like, he doesn't see the need to. But then he hears Zeff's voice, and Chef Zeff says, Sanji, don't catch cold now. And this very fatherly statement from Zeff just breaks Sanji's heart. It's probably the thing that he's been wanting to hear for a very long time. And he remembers now how Zeff gave up his own leg to save Sanji as a boy. And Sanji's tears flow, and he calls out, Owner Zeff, and kneels and puts his head on the deck, crying out that he owes Zeff so much and will never forget. And the tears even well up in Zeff's eyes. And of course, Paddy and Carney are crying too, and they're saying that they're going to miss the damn bastard. So as Sanji and Luffy sail away, Zeff thinks to himself that with their courage and determination, he's sure that they will find the All Blue. And then he orders the cooks, time to get back to work because we've got customers coming. And meanwhile, we see this very scary-looking pirate flag flapping atop a weird bony mast, and it's on top of a very mysterious island temple that we see as Nami approaches aboard the Going Merry. To be continued.
Who is Sanji?
This is Sanji in the aftermath of his battle with Don Krieg. Sanji still has his golden locks. He has put back on the suit jacket that he had taken off. He has his traditional sort of curly eyebrow. He's always smoking, always has that cigarette. He also has a Band-Aid from the fight on his cheek, but otherwise he's cleaned up of the scratches and dirt that he had sustained during the fighting.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
Here is Monkey D. Luffy helping himself to some soup. He is wearing his standard red vest and straw hat, the hat symbol of the Straw Hat Pirates. He also has a bandage on his left arm from one of the injuries he sustained during the battle with Don Krieg.
Who is Chef Zeff?
Here is Chef Zeff. He is wearing his chef's outfit, which consists of the white coat, the blue scarf, the incredibly tall hat, and of course his signature facial hair, the really long blonde mustache that's braided on both sides, and his goatee beard. But his cook's smock is also unbuttoned and open to reveal the orange and purple striped shirt that he wore when he was a pirate?
Who is Yosaku?
Here on the left, we see a number of the cooks aboard the Barati. In the middle frame, we see the back of Monkey D. Luffy. But on the right-hand side of frame, seated in the chair, we see the recurring character of Yosaku. Yosaku has just come aboard, having been half eaten by a shark that swam up and dumped itself onto the fin. So he is recovering right now. So he has his normal headgear that he always wears, but he is currently wrapped in a big blanket to warm himself after his chilly swim in the seas. And we see the weapon, the sword that Yosaku wields, which is leaning against the chair, and the green coat that he often wears.
Who is Nami?
Here is Nami aboard the Going Merry. Nami still has her same hair color, her orangish red hair, but she has changed her outfit. She is now wearing a green top with black shorts. Very different from what we've seen her wearing before. And she has some kind of satchel or backpack slung across her left shoulder.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode took place largely aboard the Barati, both inside and outside on the decks and the fin. Some of the interior locations of the Barati were the dining room, Zeph's still somewhat destroyed bedroom, Sanji's bedroom, and we also saw flashbacks of moments such as Zeph saving Sanji underwater as a child, and Zeph and Sanji in their flashback, young Sanji and pirate Zeph marooned on the rocky island, was another flashback. And then finally, we got a glimpse of a new location with a very mysterious foreboding temple on some kind of island, with Nami steaming towards it aboard the Going Merry.
What was the combat in this episode?
There was not a great deal of combat in this episode, but there was a bit of action. There was certainly the moment where Yosaku arrived via the shark crashing onto the fin. Then we got to see Sanji was attacked one last time by Paddy and Carne from behind. Sanji delivered mighty kicks to them using his signature move of a backflip and spinning on his hands and kicking with his feet.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts this episode?
Who is it that Nami will meet in the mysterious temple? I have an idea because I've seen the live action, but we will have to wait and see.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 30. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!